Okay, today's daf is Brachas Daf Yud, Yerushalmi Daf Chaf. Yerushalmi Brachas Daf Chaf. And we are on Yud Tes Amabez towards the bottom. And today's Shirim and this Mesechla Shirim are sponsored by Dr. Michael and Linda Elman, Leila Nishmas, their parents, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Bichil Mechel Fagelman, Bunya Bas Rav Chaim Asher Fagelman, Rabbi Gershon Lipa Bar Leib Azriel Rubin, and Basha Bas Rav Binyamin Rubin Alehem Hashalom. So Baruch Hashem, we are in the second parak of Meseches Brachos Yerushalmi. And we are in the middle of a story, commenting on a story about Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, who authored much of the Yerushalmi, as we remember in the Akdama, but it can't be that he authored the whole Yerushalmi, because there are Amoraim that were in later generations, and he died before the scholars assumed that the Yerushalmi was put together. But he started the project, Mistama, and his yeshiva expanded it, and he is mentioned quite often in the Yerushalmi. So he was walking, if you remember, and Rav Yaakov or Edi was supporting him, and he saw Rabbi Elazar run away from him. He didn't even say hello. So he was upset on a double count. Number one, why didn't he give me Shalom Aleichem? And number two, whenever he gives a shir, he never quotes me. And I've given him all his Torah. I've given him so much of his Torah. Why doesn't he quote me in shir? So Rav Yaakov or Edi appeases him. Rav Yaakov or Edi says, well, the Babylonians, they don't have their Talmidim, don't say hello to their Rebbeim in the usual sense. They don't consider it kavod, and there's a pasuk in Eov that they connect to Ra'uni Na'arim V'Nechba'u. So that's why he didn't say hello to you. And if he would have walked past you and not said hello to you, that would have been even worse, right? It's like walking past an Avodah Zarah, which, you know, you don't acknowledge. And that's a bizarion for the Avodah Zarah, so he didn't want to do that. And also, he doesn't quote you, but it's the same way that Rabbi Meir didn't quote Rabbi Akiva, but everybody knew that he was talking in the name of Rabbi Akiva, so too how he does not quote you, but everybody knows that, you know, everything he says is based on your teachings. So now the Gemara says, towards the second to last line, on Yud Tesimah base, for Rabbi Yochanan, boy, de Yemen Shmuasim and Shmei. Well, Rabbi Yochanan was so interested in having people quote Torah in his name. What was such a focus? Well, he wanted the Geula so badly, right? Maybe Geula Liolam. It says at the end of Pirkei Avos. Doesn't sound that way. It sounds like there was, you know, everybody wants the Geula. All the Amoraim want the Geula. But it seems like Rabbi Yochanan specifically was focused on this idea. So why was it? There, maybe Geula La'olam, that Maimer in Pirkei Avos, Homer Devar B'Shem Omro, is crucial. The Maharami Prague has a very important comment, beautiful comment, in his commentary Derech Chaim. At the end of Pirkei Avos, remember this is one of the 48 ways to be Kone Torah. And all at the end, Omer Devar B'Shem Omro, maybe Geula La'olam. So if you look in the Derech Chaim there, he quotes, Mikomakom kol alachem yuchedes laomro, v'chlicha roi liyachiz gam kol asaga b'Torah el mish omer shmua. One should be miyachiz any asaga in Torah to the one who created it. Ki os asuga ru'i elav. That portion of Torah somehow reflects on the neshama of the person who said it. Yishlidlos kol davar ba'omro, v'oz enum mishane b'Torah kashiyitla kol davar Torah kamosha omro. So you connect it to the source. And then says the Maharal, so what's Geula? What does Geula have to do with this? If I do any nice deed, what does Omer Devar B'Shem Omro have to do with bringing the Geula? So he says it's Mida Keneged Mida. Mida Keneged Mida. Shadavar Zekadosh Baruch Hu acts Mida Keneged Mida. V'yesh Ladas, says the Maharal, Ki Kasher HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevi Geula, when Hashem brings redemption to the world, Hashem Yisbarach Rotze Sheyedu Ki Hu Yisbarach Paul. He wants everybody to know, so to speak, that he was the one that was Goel. By Yitzias Mitzrayim, there's a mitzvah to remember that he took us out of Mitzrayim. But Lasa Lava, when Mashiach, right, Yibosa Mashiach, we're going to have talk all about that Geula, as we already learned. We're going to, part of it is going to be a focus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the one that was ultimately Goel. V'lo Yomru, ki lo Hashem Yisbarach Paul calls those. People shouldn't say, though, it wasn't Hashem. Rach Chachmasam, v'otzem yadam. It was just people. V'chein Timsa Begulas Mitzrayim, v'yedu Shmi Hashem, b'otzios Ameres Mitzrayim. Lefichach. Therefore, Hashem uses people in Geula that recognize that they are just pawns and they are just kalim in the hands of Hashem. Lefichach, imlo haisa Esther. What's the source for maybe Geula? Remember, Esther told Achashverosh b'shem Mordechai. What does that mean? She didn't take the credit. Hashem used her in the process of Geula. Maybe Gula La'olam, because he knew this person is not somebody who takes the credit. So I could use you in Gula because you're not going to take the credit. If she would have taken the credit for Bigson and Seresh, Lohaisa Esther Ruya Shetava Gula Yada. She wouldn't have been right to have the Gula through her. Shashem Yisbarach Rotze Lohodiya HaChesed V'Atov Shu Yisbarach Osem Yisrael. Hashem wants everybody to know how good he is to Klal Yisrael. Ava Me'acha She Esther Higid L'Melech HaChashverosh B'Shem Mordechai. Haya Efshe Lalomar L'Melech Ani Asidi Zos L'Melech Limsochem B'Nei HaMelech. She didn't say that. V'lo Asta Zos. She said it B'Shem Mordechai. V'Pnei Zeh Hi Ruya Gamkein Lohavi Gula La'olam. Ha'omer Dav Shem Amro will be zocha to be the kli to bring geula la'olam. Ki me'ata lo tchila hadavar, ki im ba'Hashem yisbarach, ki bevada es Esther yodas, ki kol asher nasehu me'eis Hashem yisbarach. And that's the Esther and Geulas Purim, and that's also Geulas Mitzrayim, right? Moshe Rabbeinu, right, was not about taking any credit. Yishlomer sheyomer ki lo ha'isa geula men Hashem yisbarach, v'yefshel la'Esther lomar v'chud, he gets back to it. And that's why he finds Lo Timsa Hashem b'Megillah Mefurah. Hashem's name is not Mefurish in the Megillah. It's all b'Hester Panim because he wants you to figure it out. But that's why Mevi Gula La'olam, in that way, they will be Zocha to be the Kalim that will Mevi Gula La'olam. And there's a measure of Rav Matzio Solomon in one of his Mamarim expands on this Maral. He gives another example. There's an amazing Medrash where the Medrash says that when Moshe Rabbeinu came to Midian and he ran away. So what do the daughters of Yisro say? Ish Mitzri Yitzilanu Miyad Aroim. An Egyptian man saved us. So the Pashup Shad is that they're talking about Moshe. And Moshe was the Egyptian man, and Moshe even was rebuked by Chazal because Yosef was an Ish Ivri, and Moshe heard Ish Mitzri and he didn't complain. But there's another Pshad in the Medrash. Ish Mitzri. They said, this man saved us. And Moshe says, you think it was me? It was the Ish Mitzri that wanted to kill me and therefore made me run away. And the Medrash gives the mashal. Imagine somebody runs to the forest and he runs to a little brook to get a little drink. Because why? Not to get a drink. I skipped the stage. He got bitten by a snake. And because he got bitten by a snake, he had to go to the water to wash off the bite. And he goes there. And when he's there, he sees a baby drowning and he saves the baby in the water. So when the mother of the baby comes and the mother says to the man, thank you for saving my baby. He says, don't thank me, thank the snake. Thank the snake, because that's the reason I was at the water. So gives the mashal. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu, don't thank me, thank the cause. Obviously, the snake doesn't need thanks, but it means that they recognize that they are not the source of the geula, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in charge. So that is all relating to Omer Davar B'Shem Amra. Let's continue a little more, and then we'll talk some more about this. Av David B'Kesh El HaRachamim. David HaMelech also asked for this, that he wanted Torah to be said in his name. Agura ba'alcha olamim. The Pasuk says that he wants to live. The Pasuk Adelim, I want to live in your tents for olamim, for worlds. What do you mean worlds? Right? How many worlds? Rabbi Pinchas, Rabbi Yirmiyah, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan. V'chi'olos ha'lev David shuchai la'olam. Worlds forever and ever. Right? The Ma'ari Fulda says, David HaMelech himself says, Yimei shenoseinu shivim shana. Right? David HaMelech already says that there is a finite amount of existence for a human being. Ela Amar David, Ezka Shiu Dvarai Ne'amar and Alshmi, Bebati Knesios and Bebati Medrashos. No, I want to be Zoche, that Torah will be said in my name in the shuls and the Bati Medrash. And that's how he will live in worlds. He's going to live in this world, and even after he passes on, he will live in the next worlds. Maya Hanyale, what does it help? Levi Bar Nezira Amar, Kol HaOmer Shmua Mishem, Omra, Sifsosav, Rochashos, that's this girsa, other girsa is Dovavos, Imo, Bekever. Right, that the when a person says a Shmua, B'Shem Amro, the lips of that person, even though he's in the grave, the lips are moving. Matam, what's the source? Right, Dovev, we'll stop there for a second, we'll see the source in a minute. Sifsosav, Dovos, Bekever. Ask the Mefarsha, ask the Marshan Yevamis. I don't know, a person disintegrates when they're dead. What does that mean, Sifsosav, his lips are moving, Bekever? What does that mean? So the Aruch Laner says, in Yevamos, this story is quoted in Yevamos also, Tzadi Zayin. So the Marsha, he quotes the Marsha's question. Anu roen shaguf nirkav. We see the guf rots. Aval anias daiti apia mavur bezoar. Parshas vayechi. Shenafsho shal adam nish'eres bekever kidmus ha'adam bechayav. v'niksheres imrucho began Eden atachton v'imnishmaso began Eden elyon. There's some connection, says the Arach Laner, to the makom where the guf is. The neshama goes to be with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, but there's still some connection. Lachin hochim al akvarim lispala al kol sara shalotavo. Why do you go to a base akvaris to daven? What do we go to visit our beloved departed? Why? Because there must be, there's still a connection there. It's not just the body there. Right, there's something. Obviously, the physical lips aren't moving, but it's the spiritual lips and the spiritual ideas that could still be expressed by the neshama. If you look in the Agadas Eliyahu, okay, one of the Achronim on Yerushalmi, so he quotes also on this line from Rav Eliyahu from Izmir. Eliyahu from Izmir. So he quotes. Let me just find it. He quotes this idea of, second, where is this? He quotes this idea that when somebody is lahavin lamadvarim, actually, you know, let's wait to do that in a minute. But he quotes the idea that when somebody is omer davar b'shem amro, then when you quote them by name. If I quote someone by name, then I usually give a bracha. I say, Zichron el Avracha, or I say, Nuchaso Eden. I quote something like that. So that itself is a bracha that I'm giving then. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears that bracha when the person's voice is his Torah is said over, and he hears the bracha. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be Mekayim that bracha. Here, oh, I think it's in the earlier. Here it is. The Agados Eliyahu. I got it. I'm sorry. It's the different Agados Eliyahu. The Agados Eliyahu here. That's why I couldn't find it in the back. So he says, Lo ivati, ma yechpasim yizkru shmo olo. To keep it shenemar mashu chidish batorah, ha yoreishi yisif so sof dovo vata vishlo yizhi yaskiyu v'shem omro. Why do you have to quote it by name? What, if you quote his Torah without by name, he doesn't get the credit in Shemayim? Hashem knows he said it. So why do you have to quote him by name? So he says, number one, because when you quote him by name, you usually give him a bracha. Right, kibet shemaskir shmo tzorach levarcho v'lomer alav achayim v'shalom v'chin hashom shmuaso v'osa bracha gorim lachyoso bekever shir shesifsos av dobavos kidei shlo yehe brachasam b'chinam shomer alav achayim v'shalom. Somebody says, right, we don't think about it. We think every time we say, right, zichrono levracha, that does something in Shemayim. Right, that does something. It doesn't mean that every time we quote every Tana and every Rishon and every Yah, but whenever anybody says that, that's doing something in Shemayim. Hashem wants that bracha to be mekuyim. So we say that's number one. Why you quote it by name? Because now you're giving a bracha to that person. Od yitachin, and then the Agadas Elio says something more kabbalistic. He says a person's name was with them before they were born, and a person's name is with them after they pass on. It reflects the essence. Right? There are sources that talk about parents have a certain siyata d'shmaya. Ruach HaKodesh, when they name a child, Da'ashem Shenigram La'adam Ba'olam Hazeh, Hu Hashem Atzmo Shal HaNashama, Mikonim Bo'u Ba'olam Hazeh. Right, Dechei Matzanu B'divri Rabboseinu, B'Shah She'ol Moshe Lamaro, Matzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer. When Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai, he saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu learning Torah, Meir B'ni Omer Kach, Elazar B'ni Omer Kach, Meir Elazar, those are Tanaim, they're not, nowhere near, Rabbi Akiva, but they already had names. And therefore, Ha'omer Davar Torah, Maskir Shmo, Kibat Shagam Shem HaNeshama Kach, Paskir Shem Hashem Kekori L'Neshmaso, Ma'orah, Shetereid V'Teslabish V'Gufa L'Achyoso, Ba'ofan Sheyusif Sosov Dovavos. Maybe it'll lead to Chiyas HaMesim. You're giving them Chiyas, says the Agados Eliyahu on this Gemara. Okay, so says the Gemara, also relates to, maybe one more source, also relates to the idea where Soloveitchik writes, beautifully in one of his Svarim Reflections of the Rav, how whenever we quote someone, so it's as if they're here. Right? He has the beautiful description, if you remember, if you haven't seen it, it's in Hashkafas Arav, the volume 2. He talks about the experience of a Rosh Yeshiva when he comes in and he's, I'm not going to read the whole thing, and he's old and he has no strength and he has no koach, and he sees the student sitting in front of him and he wonders, how am I going to connect? I'm from the old country, the Altaheim, and how could there be a dialogue between an old teacher and young students, between a Rebbe in his Indian summer and students enjoying the spring of their lives? He starts the shiur. Suddenly, the door opens and an old man, much older than the Rebbe, enters. He's the grandfather of the Rebbe, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik. It would be most difficult to study Talmud with students who are trained in the sciences and mathematics, were it not for his method, which is very modern and equals, if not surpasses, most contemporary forms of logic. The door opens again and another man comes in. He's older than Reb Chaim. He's from the 17th century. He's known as the Shach, Reb Shabtai Cohen, who must be present whenever Dini Mamonis is discussed. Much more visitors arrive, some from the 11th, 12th, 13th centuries. Rabbeinu Tam, Rashi, Rambam, Ravid, Rashba are all bidden to take their seats. The Rebbe introduces the guests to his pupils. Always get emotional. And the dialogue commences. The Rambam states a halacha. The Ravid disagrees sharply. Some students interrupt to defend the Rambam, and they express themselves harshly against the Ravid. The Rebbe softly corrects the students and suggests more restrained tones. The Rashba smiles gently. The Rebbe tries to analyze what the students meant, and other students intercede. Rabbeinu Tam is called upon to express his opinion, and suddenly a symposium of generations come into existence. Young students debate earlier generations with an air of daring familiarity, and a crescendo of discussion ensues. All speak one language, all pursue one goal, all are committed to a common vision, and all operate with the same categories. A Mesorah collegiality, b'chulu. After 2 or 3 hours, see, the Rebbe emerges from the chamber young and rejuvenated. He has defeated age. The students look exhausted. In the Mesorah experience, years play no role. V'chulu. But that's the Omer Dabar B'Shem Amro. When we call them, the Rambam, the Rashba, Rabbi Yochanan, they're in the shir. They're in the shir. And that's what we get by having this ability to be able to bring them down. Okay. Matam. So where is the source of the pasuk? Where do we say that the lips are still moving? Bekever. So the Gemara only quotes part of the pasuk, which we need the other part of the pasuk to understand the next line of the Gemara. The pasuk says, in Shir HaShirim, the first half of the pasuk is, V'chichech kiyein atov, your palate will be like good wine. Holech ledodi lemesharim, dovev sifsei yishenim. So the pasuk compares the lips moving to wine. Dovev sifsei yishenim. Kekomer hazeh shel anavim. Just like if you have a barrel or a vat of, you put grapes in there to get mushy and for the wine to eventually seep out of it. Kekomer hazeh shel anavim shuzam eila. Like you push it a little bit, but then the wine comes out by itself. The grape just comes out by itself. So too, when one says words of Torah, b'shem amro, so then their lips are moving by themselves. Rav Chanan bar Papa Rav Simon, 2 days. Kachat Amar, what kind of wine is it like drinking? Kahadein deshtei kunditon. Like somebody who drinks kunditon, which is a mixture of wine and oil and honey and pepper. Vecharana Amar kahadein deshasi chamer atik. That one who drinks old wine. There's different symbolism of what type of wine it's compared to. Avagav dehu shasi le, and even though in all these cases, after you drink it and it's done, tame bapume. Right, the taste lasts. The taste lasts in the mouth, and that's when one studies Torah, and one says Torah in the name of someone, so then that Torah lasts. Period. Says the Gemara, Ein Darsh, Ein Bol Leitzanim. There is no generation without Leitzanim. What are Leitzanim? Scoffers? People who don't take things seriously when they should. Mahayu, what does this have to do with us? We'll see. Mahayu Prisi Adar Osin. There are a number of stories in Chazal about people making fun of David HaMelech. Right, about different things. So, Maya Prizi Adar Osim, what did the Prizi Adar do? Hayuholchin Ezel Chalonos of Ezel David. They used to go by the windows of David HaMelech. Va'omrim lo David. Emasim on the base of Migdash. When's the base of Migdash going to be built, old man? Emasai base Hashem Nelech. When are we going to go to the base Hashem? Why? Because there was a Mesorah. Right? They all knew that David, the base of Migdash wasn't going to be built until David HaMelech dies. So basically saying, when are you going to die already so we can build the Beis HaMikdash? Emotzei Beis HaShem Nelech. That's what if you look in the Yefei Mareh, here in the Achronim in the back, so he quotes that they all knew the Mamari Chazal, that David HaMelech, Lefisha, Mishum Shakarish Baruch Hu Amar Rak Atalo Tivne Abayis V'Nimsu Chaye David Ma'akvim Binyan Beis HaMikdash Haya Omrim Kach LaHachiso. They were saying it to get him angry. Klomar, when are you going to die already? And what was David HaMelech's reaction? Okay, I'll take it. Whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to take me, I'm ready. Back to the Gemara. Nelech V'Hu Omer Avo Bishem Is Kavnin LaHachiseini. Even though they have covenanted to make me angry, Yavo Alai Shani Sameach Belibi. Right, let it happen. Samachti Bomim Li Beis HaShem Nelech. I'm happy when they say that. Beis HaShem Nelech, meaning David HaMelech, the Mefarshim explained, he was ready to give up his own personal life for the greater good, for the greater klal, to build the Beis HaMikdash. Remember, David HaMelech said this by Shabbos Daf Lamed also. V'haya, and what does Hashem answer? No. Ki yimlu uyamecha. Your days will be filled. Amar Ashroa Bar Nachmeni, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeDavid. David, yamim mleim animon elecha. I'm giving you full days. I'm not cutting off any days of yours. Klum Shlomo bincha bone beis hamikdash. Shlomo's your son is going to build the beis hamikdash. Lo lahakribo karbanos. Isn't it just to bring me karbanos? Chaviv alai. So the lashon of the Yerushalmi here is different than the Bavli. Chaviv alai mishpat utztaka sha'ata osa yoser mina karbanos. I'm very happy, basically, with your life, even more than the karbanos that are going to be brought. The mishpat that you do and the tztaka that you do. Right, Mishpat Tztaka, the Gemara Darshan's elsewhere, is Pshara. But either way, the way that you act, I love that more than the Karbano, so I'm not ready to take you early. Umatam, and again, what's the source? Asab, Tztaka, Mishpat, Nivchar Lashem, Mizevach. Right, the doing Tztaka Mishpat is more chosen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even from Zevach, from Karbanos. There is a gorgeous Benayahu, the Benayahu, one of the... Right, the Ben Yehoyada, I think it is, right? He has the Ben Yehoyada and the Benayahu. They're both the different agadic svarim. So he says, what's with the windows? He's looking through the windows. They're looking through the windows and making fun of him. So one shot might just be, they didn't want to be caught. So it was at night. They were by the street. Nobody could see them. And they called the Davar through the windows. So nobody, they wouldn't be able to, Shalo, Shem lo yavo, lehed yilo, davar dvar meilu, ki achbon balayla, vohomdim rishus arabim, umadabrim imo, so that they wouldn't be caught. But then there's a deeper idea. Beautiful. Diyadua hashkachaso hayisparach al Yisrael ino shavu b'chol zmanim v'itim. Hashkachas Hashem on Bnei Yisrael isn't the same in all times in history. Right? It depends on the time. When there's a Beis HaMikdash, it's obviously the most intense. B'zman she Beis HaMikdash tia hashkachaso gedola ma'od. Domeh l'psich hasharim. It's like the gates are open. Right, it's open wide. This unbelievable open hashgacha. The gates are open. Right, similar davar. Right, this week's parsha. Ein zekim beis elokim v'zeh shara shamayim. You realize when there's a beis hamigdash, there's such visions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Beis elokim shara shamayim. Kol makshish beis elokim. When there's a beis elokim, there's shara shamayim. And that's what David HaMelech says. Zeh ashar l'Hashem tzadikim yavovo. But when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, and Hashgacha is more limited and enclosed, Dome HaHashgacha L'Shir, it's not like a gate open the front door. Psichas Chalonos. Shehu Katan Mishir Psichas Hashar. The windows is a lesser of an opening than the door. Remez L'Davar. Hineze Omen Acher Kaskleinu Mashgiach Min HaChalonos. The Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, when the Hashgacha is an open and obvious, it's like Hashem looking through the windows. B'churban Beis HaMikdash, Oz Arash Chino Omen Acher Kaslenu, Hu Kosel HaMaravi, Yeshir Hashgacha Katan, Kishir Psichas HaChalonos. And that's what they were telling him. They were looking through the window, saying, David, there's limited Hashgacha. We want the Beis HaMikdash already. When's it going to happen? When is it going to be Beis Hashem Nelech? V'az Yeshir Hashgacha Gadol, Toma L'Psichas Hashar, V'zeh Shar HaShamayim. That's what's going on here with the Chalonos and the Shar and the Bias. Wow. That's how one of the great Gdolei Achronim and Darshanim read a Yerushalmi. Okay. We continue now. Says the Gemara, getting back to what the Mishnah is talking about. Uveprakim shol bebnei Yaakovnu meishiv, bebnei Mahu meishiv, when Rabbi Meir, remember we had a machlokes tanoim, when Rabbi Meir says that you can be, right back to the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir says, beprakim, between paragraphs, shol bebnei Yaakovod umeishiv, ubeemsa shol bebnei Yira umeishiv. So the Gemara is going to ask, Rabbi Meir says you can be meishiv who? Somebody mipnei akava, somebody ayira, somebody shows everyone. So that's the question. We're going to read the Charedim's girsa on the next two lines. The Charedim just switches it around a little bit. Says the Charedim, "Hachi garsinan biprakim shol mipnei akava umeishiv mipnei mahu meishiv in front of who for who according to Rabbi Meir can one be meishiv between paragraphs mipnei akavod o lechaladam." Do you have to have Mnei HaKavod or only L'chal Adam? Nishma Menada. Let's try to learn it from Rabbi Yehuda's opinion in the Mishnah. What did Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Beprakim Shol Mnei HaKavod Umeishiv Shalom L'chal Adam. So if there's a difference between the two, so it should say it explicitly, like it did by Rabbi Yehuda. Habakad Mesa, so by the first Shita, by Rabbi Meir, it must be Shol Mnei HaKavod Umeishiv Mnei HaKavod. It must be the same, because there wasn't a difference made. Back to the Gemara now. Ube emsa shom b'nei ayiro meishiv divri b'meir. The next line of Rabbi Meir. In the middle of the paragraphs. B'pnei mahu meishiv. According to your mayor, who could you answer in the middle of the paragraphs? Mibrei Yira or Mibrei Kavod? Nishmei Menada. Learn it from Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Beemsa Shom Mibrei Yira Meishiv Mibrei Kavod. Hakad Meisa Shom Mibrei Yira Meishiv Mibrei Yira. Right, because it doesn't specify. Otherwise, it must be the same for the Shoel and the Meishiv according to Rabbi Meir. Good. We continue. Ad Kadon Beemsa Parsha. The discussion that we've had in the Mishnah is between paragraphs and between, in the middle of a parsha, between psukim. V'yafilu b'emsa ha-pasik? Could you even be mafsik b'emsa ha-pasik? So the Gemara answers, yeah, Rabbi Yirmiya Mirames. Rabbi Yirmiya used to be Mirames. He didn't talk, but he hinted with his fingers, with his eyes. Rabbi Yonah Mishnoi. Rabbi Yonah even talked. B'dibur. Right? And therefore this was to, support the fact that it is mutter. Rav Chunah bar Yosef, Rav Yosef, he even has a drasha. V'dibarta bam. Mikan sheyesh lecha reshus ladaber bam. If you need to talk in them, v'dibarta bam, we darshan elsewhere differently, but here's how the Yerushalmi darshans, when you need to, right? The Pnei Moshe says, l'kishet etztarech, lahafsik, k'mo b'masisa, when you need to be mafsik, then you can be medaber bam. Okay, next Mishnah, which is called the next halacha here in the Yerushalmi. V'eluhein bein aprakim. Bein bracha rishon alishnia, bein shnia lishma. So what is the difference between the paragraphs? Between the first and the second parasha of Kriya Shema, bein shnia lishma, bein shema levayim shemoa, bein vahayim shemoa liva yomer, bein vayomer lemes v'yatziv. The Tanakhama says, between vayomer and emes v'yatziv, that also is considered between paragraphs. Rabbi Yehuda omer, no, bein vayomer lemes v'yatziv, lo yafsik. Between vayomer and emes v'yatziv, he can't be mafsik. Right, that's what we add on, right, we connect the word emes, and then we connect it to Emes V'yatziv. Amar Rabbi Levi, time of Rabbi Yehuda. Where does Rabbi Yehuda get a shita from? From two psukim. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, v'ksiv, Hashem Elokim, Emes. So one pasuk says Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Hashem Elokim is another pasuk that sounds similar, but that has an Emes, and therefore we can combine those two, and we say Emes there. There is a machlokes, Rishonim, and it's quoted in the Haredim here. So is that more chamur than Be'emsa HaPerek? Right, this is like if you're saying emes there, so it's more chumrah than what's the halacha? What is this? What's the level of chumrah regarding this? So he quotes the Rush, who says nira demachamer meemsa aperek. It's even more chumrah to lo pasik klala filu mebnei ayira. Right, of course the Rush machlokas discussion in the Rishonim how chumrah is that, but we definitely hold that what is not supposed to be mafsik. The Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Samach Vav here in Sif Hey. Eluim ben aprakim, he quotes, and then says, ben vayomer lemes v'yatziv lo yafsik, shelo lahafsik ben Hashem le'emes. Eluyomer anhi Hashem l'keichem emes, va'oz yafsik kedin be'emsa haperek. Right, then afterwards, you have to say emes, you can't be mafsik, say emes, and then you can be mafsik after emes, as if it's in the middle of a perek. The Me'iri, where this comes up here in Brachas, and Daf Yud Gimel, he says, interesting, v'yatziv is part of Birchas Kriyashma, and Hashem anhi Hashem l'keichem is part of Kriyashma. So you ought to be mafsik between Kriyashma and the brachos. Right? These are brachos after Kriyashma. So he says that these aren't brachos, birchas ha-mitzvah, like we know, between birchas ha-mitzvah, right? The fact it's said afterwards, obviously not a normal birchas ha-mitzvah. But he says the fact that we say it before or after, it's a different type of bracha. Ben v'yomer lemes v'yatziv, aval b'shein la-hafsik bein bracha la-mitzvah, b'zu, hol v'ein ha-bracha birchas ha-mitzvah, mamish, she-yomer asher kiddushanu, likro ha-shema, mekilin ba. Right, shahadvarim hodaahim v'nire ke'inyan b'fnei atzmo. They have independence, even though they're connected. V'alderech similar to shanu regilin lahafzik v'kel melach neeman aladerech shirchavnu bazeh. Like many have the minhag of saying kel melach neeman when they're davening biyachid. Right, we add in the three words before shema. That's also a hafzik between birchas kriyashma avarabah and shema. So we're mafzik a little bit. That's the Me'iri Yud Gimel Amud Beis here in Maseches Brachos that says that's how we're able to do that. Vayter says the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha says, big discussion in the Rishonim. I'll just give you one makar. Tosfos and Arvi Psachim. Kuf Yud Beis and Aleph. Is Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha the son of Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva in one place in Bechoros is called Kireya Chazeh. So some Rishonim, the Rashbam holds that Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha is Rabbi Yeshua the son of Rabbi Akiva. That's what Tosfos there quotes in Pesachim Kuf Yud Beis. Pirush Rashbam, to who Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Akiva told his son Rabbi Yeshua. This is Rabbi Shua Bekarcha, Rabbi Kiva Kirechaya, because I'm reading it before Staff and Luches. Shre Benazai Omer, Kochach, but you saw Domel Klipa Sashum, Chutzmini Kirechaze, Testosis Ve'e Nira, Shea Gemara Kore Oso Ben Karcha, Derek Yenai. You could call Rabbi Kiva the bald one? That's not nice. It says, look what happened in Sefer Malachim, when Elisha was called Kireach. Didn't work out so well for those people who made fun of Elisha, if you remember that story. So Machlokas, whether this was Rabbi Shua Bekarcha, is the son of Rabbi Akiva. Okay. Why does Shema come first? What do you mean? Why does Shema come first? Again, says the Meiri, because in the Torah, it's not in this order. So the fact that the Chazal switched the order must be for a reason. So, Lama Kadma, Shema Levayim Shemoa, Ela Shikabalo Malchus Shemaim Tchila. First, Mimakabalo Malchus Shacharkahi Kabalo Al Mitzvos, and after that, all mitzvos, even though there's some mitzvahs related in, mentioned in the first paragraph, and there's some Malchus Shemaim, is behind Kabbalah Sol Mitzvos, but the Iker part of the paragraph. V'ayim Shema L'vayom, El Shoyim Shema, Noeg Bein Bayom, Bein Balayla, V'yom Reina Noeg, Yela Bayom. V'yom is only at night, so that's why that also gets to be the third paragraph. Another huge machlokas between the Rambam and the Rush. What does it mean that Vayomer and Tzitzis has a Ptur Laila? Right, we paskin Ptur Laila, and therefore it is a mitzvah aseishas ban grama. Does that mean whatever I wear at night is going to be Ptur from Tzitzis? Or does it mean a beged that is usually worn at night is Ptur from Tzitzis, even if I happen to wear it during the day? Right, that is the machlokas, whether it's about ksus yom and ksus laila, or about the time. And we are machmir for the bracha, at least, for both shitas. Right, and therefore, you don't make a bracha on tzitzis if you're putting on tzitzis at night, or if I'm putting on pajamas that need tzitzis during the day. Right, because we're machmir for both of those. We're machmir, says the Shulchan Aruch Hazimin Yurches, laila lazman tzitzisu, di'imit me'ir isam oso. And then he quotes both opinions. Leha Rambam, kol mashalavish balayla, patra afilu hum yuchal layom, mashalavish bayom chayv afilu hum yuchal layla. The Rambam says it goes by the time. Larash, ksusam yuchal layla, patra afilu lovsho bayom, v'ksusam yuchal layom, o layom alayla, chayv afilu lovsho bayla. Says the Rambam, safek brachos lahakel. Alkein in lavarech alav ela kashalavish bayom, v'muyuchad gan kein layom. That's an important machlokas rishonim. What does it mean that there's a patur, tzitzis at night? Does it go on the time or does it go on the baguette? Reb Chiya b'shem Reb Yochanan, Mata Amru Adam Lovish Tfilin, Matam Amru, why does it say that a person Lovish Tfilin puts on Tfilin? V'korei Shema'o Mispalel, why does the person have to put on Tfilin before they daven? Kadesh Yekabal of O Malchus Shemayim Mishalem. So a person has complete Kabbalah of Malchus Shemayim. What does that mean? Rabbeinu Yonah writes beautifully in Maseches Brachos, because putting on our Tfilin, we're Meshabed our hearts and we're Meshabed our minds. And once we do that, then we're ready to mekabel and meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Amar, Koriya Shema, Volovish Tfilin, Mispalel. Rav argued. He said, Kriya Shema, and then he put on his tefillin, and then he davened. Right, Tosfos and Brachos Daf Yudal discusses, could you be mafsik ben gula l'tfila between putting on your tefillin? Long Tosfos there. Maybe he only put it on and didn't say the bracha. He said the bracha afterwards. But this lashon sounds like right before Shmon Esrei. He put on the tefillin. Masnisa pligi la vederav. Our mishnah seems to be against this. Following mishnah seems to be against Rav. This brisa. Why? Hari shahaya also give ameis bekever. If somebody's in the middle of burying someone, v'igi onas kriyas shema. The time for kriyas shema comes. Hari ze parish l'makom tare. You should go away. Why go away? The charedim says outside of Dalet Amos, right? Because of the halacha of loy larush. Can't do mitzvahs within the proximity of a mace. The lovish tefillin, the koreish shema was parallel. So you see, this brisa says you put on tefillin before shema. So isn't Rav against this brisa? So the Gemara says masdisa masayel Rav. Okay, but look in the Mishnah. Our Mishnah is a proof to Rav. Elo shi kabbalah malchus shemaim tchila v'yachar kach kabbalah ol mitzvahs. Right, kabbalah malchus shemaim and ol mitzvahs. So he says not only doing mitzvahs, right, not only talking about the kabbalah ol mitzvahs, which is the second parsha of Shema, but maybe even doing mitzvahs, which means putting on tefillin afterwards. Period. Amar Reb Yanai. Let's at least start this, and then we'll have to continue next time. Tefillin tzrichin gufnaki. Tefillin requires a clean body. What does that mean? So, machlokes in the Bavli doesn't mean that a person should make sure not to be mefiach, not to pass wind in with tefillin on. Does it mean more than that? That it means the person has to have a focused mind, not a hesach hadas, but the tefillin needs something. Mipnei ma lo herziku bahen. big discussion. What is this question? We'll go with the Haredim. Why is it that when people are wearing tefillin, if tefillin required kufnaki, so you should assume that if somebody's wearing tefillin, they have a special ne'amanus, and they're very trustworthy. Why can't you assume that? But Bnei Ramon, because there are fakers. There are fakers that put on tefillin that want people to think that they're big tzaddikim, but they're not. For example, Uvda Havei Bechad Barnash, there was a story of someone, Da'afkid Gabe Chavre, that gave money or gave something for his friend to watch because he was wearing tefillin, but Kavraban, and the person denied having it. Amar Leh, he says to him, Lo Lachahemnes, I wasn't even trusting you, Elo La'elin Debereish Lachemnes. I was trusting what was on your head, meaning I thought that you were wearing tefillin and therefore you were a Naaman guy. But obviously he wasn't. Just because he was wearing tefillin did not prove anything. Okay, there's more here, but we'll have to continue with our discussion of tefillin, Be'ez Hashem, next time, here in Brachos. We'll stop here.